Blog Talk Radio.
Success requires knowledge, endurance, and determination. The race is not for the swift, but for those who will endure. Welcome to the Kickstart to Your Many Achievements. This is the Coaching for Success Show with the Chief Visionary, Natasha Davis. What's your question?
Hey, 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 family, what's going on? It's your Chief Visionary, Natasha Davis, right here on Coaching for Success. You know, we're always giving you the tips, trends, and techniques to be extremely successful, and I'm so excited that we are here this day again, having another great conversation, talking about business and the challenges, the ups, the downs, the lessons learned, the laughing times, the crying times, all that good stuff. So if you haven't had the opportunity, please tell somebody that Coaching for Success is live. We are on right here, and we are also live on 106liveradio.com. So we want to give a great big thanks and shout out to 106liveradio.com as our promotions and marketing partner. So today we're going to be talking to a very special person and to me and in my life and in my business world. She is absolutely phenomenal, a great ball of energy, very passionate about what she's doing. She's also very, very knowledgeable about her industry as well. And I remember meeting her just maybe about 4 years ago, and I've been blessed to actually watch her grow and expand and evolve in her business, and I can't wait for you guys to meet her. Today we're going to be hanging out with Ms. Kashima Peters, who's the CEO and founder of The Social Hostess. And this company is headquartered here in Atlanta, Georgia. But I'm telling you, this company is growing and moving so fast that it's going to be international before you even know it. So I recommend people to get on board with them now. But get ready to hang out with our guest today and our hanging out here with Ms. Kashima Peters. Kashima, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much, Natasha, for having me on the show.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's always a pleasure having friends. You know, when you're hanging around good company, it's even a better time. So I tell people the 30 minutes on the show goes by really fast because, you know, time flies when you're having fun. So we can hang out a little bit today. So for those who don't know who you are and they haven't had the opportunity to experience The Social Hostess yet, tell them what The Social Hostess is, you know, what's the company, what do you do, and then we can go from there.
All right. Well, we're an event staffing service located here in Atlanta, and we work with people who have planned their own event, whether that be a residential event at their home or a corporate convention or workshop that they've planned. We take care of the execution for them. We provide them with the manpower so that they can actually enjoy the event.
Oh, I love it. And, you know, I personally have had the blessings, I like to say, of having The Social Hostess. And it makes my entire day, it makes our life so much easier. You know, when we execute the TV show, A Day in the Life of Business, my God, it's been a blessing. Like, we've been the least amount of stress that's taken place whenever The Social Hostess is on board. So that's always been fun for me. But, you know, so how exactly did you desire to get into this particular industry? Was it something that you've always had in your blood, like you just knew that you enjoyed doing the event staffing or catering to, the planning and all that stuff? How did you get into this industry?
Yeah, I've been in the hospitality industry. I've been in the hospitality industry for years. I've worked in restaurants, worked at hotels, and I worked with a chef who would you know, throw me quote-unquote gigs every now and then. He would go into people's homes and maybe do a dinner party for 10, and he'd say, hey, Kashima, can you come along with me? And I just need you to kind of serve the people. I'll go ahead and set up everything in the kitchen. And so I'd get there an hour beforehand and help him with his prep work, and I'd see the host, the lady of the house kind of, you know, scrambling to do last-minute dusting or to unwrap the little appetizer maybe that she had prepared. And I'd run over to her and say, hey, you know, let me go ahead and take care of this for you. You have about 20 minutes until your guests get here. And, of course, she'd run upstairs and the door would ring. She would still be upstairs doing her hair, and I'd answer the door and take the coats because, you know, that's just the right thing to do, right? If I was the host, that's what I would want done for my guests. And eventually, the client, his clients would call him and say, hey, I don't need the whole shebang. I'm doing a 50th birthday for my husband, and he wants me to do his favorite pot roast, and, you know, I just need that girl. So that's where it's one of those niche, and I found a niche that I did well, which was not planning, which was working with these people who were great on Pinterest, who had all the platters, who had a great home to showcase these parties and things that they were doing, and kind of working with them and making sure that they could enjoy it.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And, you know, it does make so much of a difference. You know, some people wouldn't think that it would make a difference, but it does. It really does make a difference. So I'm really excited. Guys, we're hanging out with Ms. Kashima Peters of The Social Hostess. Of course, you can find her on Facebook under The Social Hostess and the website that they have, as well as mysocialhostess.com. So a lot of great things are happening there. So let's talk a little bit about business, you know, the real deal, because, you know, people like to fluff. You know, and I tell people, you know what, that's not fluff. So let's talk a little bit. How long have you been in business?
Oh, wow. I've been in business legit on paper, I guess you could say, since 2011. Okay. Until my client sat me down and was like, you know, I pay you a lot of money. You need to have a real business card. And I was like, okay, well, you know, that's good. I did sit down and do the math, and I said, hey, I'm working, you know, at the hotel, at this restaurant, trying to pick up gigs here, where if I try to do this full time, maybe I can go ahead and cut out one of these side hustles that I'm trying to do here. And that's pretty much how I formed The Social Hostess. Initially, I formed it by just providing that event assistant, which was, you know, what I was talking about earlier, where I'd come in and just kind of get the game plan with them and execute everything by replenishing, taking out trash, things like that. But then people started asking me to offer them, you know, bartenders and extra servers and greeters and things like that.
Wow.
So I was like, okay, this is going to be able to grow into something a little bit bigger than just me coming and helping them
helping
out with
out
one person.
Yeah, absolutely. So now, so 4 years in, you're 4 years strong. And so what are some of the things you learned? So looking at where you are today and where you started 4 years ago, what are some of the things you now do differently, like the learning curve? Because, you know, I know when I first started business, I never knew it would be so difficult. I never knew. I'm like, oh, my God. You know, your sleep deprivation, you know, it's like, you know, you sleep when you're dead type thing. So really, what are some of the things you learned over the past 4 years, the things you do differently?
I learned early on that you can't do it by yourself. I mean, I learned that, you know, you definitely need somebody in your corner. It wasn't until, and for everyone, just so everyone knows, Natasha is my business coach. I owe a lot of, everything to Natasha, really, for kind of keeping me on track. You need somebody who's not a family member, not a friend, to give you some real deal, you know, because it's hard. First off, everyone in your family is going to be looking at you crazy when they heard that you started your own business. You've left your corporate job. What about the benefits? What about this?
Right.
It's good to have somebody who's neutral, who you can give the ABCs to, and who's not just giving you advice from their corporate business. Someone who specializes in business coaching, who knows how to put together a strategy, who can give you the breakdowns, the black and white breakdowns. It wasn't really until I sat down with a coach that knew what she was doing to give me a good flow, because my mom says, everyone, just because you make a good curry chicken doesn't necessarily mean that you can open a restaurant, right? It takes more than just the artist. I mean, I can wait.
Exactly.
I can wait tables. I can fix you a great drink. But can I put a business plan together for you? No. That's why I need a business coach to go ahead and take care of that for me. You know, QuickBooks can only take you so far. I needed to hire an accountant to take care of that for me. All of my legal contracts and things like that, I needed to hire an attorney to take care of that. And I think those are the things that we don't really factor in when we first start a business. because we're so into artwork, right?
Mm-hmm. That's powerful. That's powerful. I like that. And your mom's a wise woman. Just exactly right. Just because you can cook a good curry chicken doesn't mean you can open a restaurant. And you're right, because
you
some
know?
People do think that. It's like, okay, I am passionate. I'm really good about it. I'm good at what I do. I'm good with this, so I'm going to start
right.
a business. And then all the right. then all the missing pieces are like, oh, I didn't know I needed to do that. So that's great. So
right.
when you now realize, okay, I can't do it alone. That's reality check number one. I cannot do it by
mm-hmm.
myself. I need to get help. And then what you basically do is, let me put infrastructure around my business so I can actually grow and
mm-hmm.
scale it. So when you look back at that now, what was one of the most painful points in business for you? Because we all have those pain points. The thing that makes you say, I got to change. This has got to change. You know, what's that pain? What was the pain point for you?
I think initially what I was asking for help. Right? Because you're fighting
uh-huh.
so many people every day that are like, oh, you started this business. Oh, and also when you break down the numbers, I think my breaking point was finding out that I wasn't charging enough for my
yeah.
services. You
yeah.
know, it's a small thing, but in somebody saying to me that you have to realize that this is a business and this is not a hobby. If you can go
right.
ahead and do this, if you'd like, but when you map out all your expenses with your liability, your general liability, your liquor liability, all the tools that you bring, your DAS, all these things, because when you're doing it initially for fun, you know, for a
right.
side gig, and you don't have any taxes to pay, you know, you
mm-hmm.
can go ahead and you can charge. I think I was charging like $25 an hour, something like that, $20, $25
right.
an hour, and then the
right.
realization that I really should be, you know, charging $40 to $50 an hour was,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of took me back. So I think
right.
that was one thing that broke me. And another thing was I don't want to say you find out who your friends are, but you have to get tough skin
yeah.
and just learn that, you know, some people just do not have that mentality. And I'll tell
yeah.
you a quick story. My mom, I love her absolutely to death. You know, she brought
yes.
us, she, you know, our families from the islands, and, you know,
yes.
the reason why you come to America is so that you can get this free education and you can, you
mm-hmm.
know, get a good job and you can become
mm-hmm.
a doctor, a lawyer, or whatever, and you get these benefits. And this, you know, so the roadmap is a little different, the reason why you bring your kids here from overseas, right? And when I had a decent job, and then I'm telling her I started my own business, I mean, she was upset. Like, what do you mean? Like, your benefits is a really big thing to West Indian
yes.
people. I don't know.
Like, you have good benefits.
Your benefits. Like, okay, well, you know, I don't know.
But I'm not happy.
But, right. Like, these benefits
mm.
are really making you upset right now. And
sure.
I mean, she was really upset that I decided to take this, you know, business seriously and quit jobs and focus time here and start, you know, getting out and going to network early in the morning and stuff like that, because she just thought it was crazy. And
right.
but the thing is that sometimes people need to see that, need to see what you're doing and need to see that you're progressing a little bit. And
right.
now my mom is my biggest cheerleader. But, and what I didn't understand was, she wasn't upset with me. She wasn't, you know, disappointed with me. She was scared. She was scared
right.
because she had seen so many people in business that had failed and had lost everything. And she didn't know how to. Most people that are around us are not entrepreneurs. They're not business owners. And that's the reason why we have to make sure that we surround ourselves with people that are in the like minds, right? But
right, exactly.
You can't shun your family all the time, right? But the
right.
reason why she was upset, because she was scared for me. So
mm-hmm.
I think that was
mm-hmm.
another thing. And now, like I said, she gets it. She's my biggest supporter. now.
Yes, she is. She's like, she's right there by your side. Like, let's go get this single. I remember you guys.
Yeah, now she's like, where do you think you get this from? I'm the original social host. And I'm like, oh,
exactly.
Like,
I remember that.
When you were looking at me and troopsing and sucking the teeth and rolling her eyes. But it was because she was scared. But now she knows, she understands, and she sees the logic. And, you know, sometimes you have to, you know, really let people know that you're not doing this for fun. You have to kind of break out. Like, I have a real business plan. Like, this is going somewhere.
So, like, this is serious. I'm really doing something.
But just you have to just understand that some people are just really scared for you. I think that that's what it is.
Okay. And that's a great thing to say. It's true. And when it comes to family, like your closest family and friends, absolutely, they are going to be more like, what are you doing? Are you crazy? And, you know, for me, I went from full-time. I'm a registered nurse and went from full-time.
Nurse.
You know, you got this great job. You got your hours. You got your benefits. And you have the gall to say that you're going to start and run a business. Are you crazy or something? Like, what do you know about it? And you're right. So developing that tough skin. And I guess being also committed to your vision. Like, I know what my heart's desire is. So here's what I'm going to go make happen. And then all of the skills that you learned during your lifetime and working and being in the industry, you're able to now channel that and pull that into your company and make your company even better. Guys, we're hanging out with Miss Kashima Peters, CEO and founder of The Social Hostess. You can find them on Facebook, Kashima Peters, as well as The Social Hostess, and you can log on to mysocialhostess.com to learn a little bit more about what they're doing and also to, you know, patron their services. So tell us a little bit now where The Social Hostess is, because, of course, when you started, you were in one direction, and now that you have had, you know, where you've re-engineered, restructured the business, you put a little bit more infrastructure, so to speak, around it, really honed in on the mission, the vision, the service, the business model. What's the focus and the real driving force for The Social Hostess?
The driving force is making sure that people can enjoy their event. They're getting the most money out of their event. Now the direction that we've added, or I should the arm I should say of that we're adding is the corporate services, where we're working with people that are that have planned their workshops, conventions, you know, small meetings. A lot of time beforehand, a lot of companies had an event planner within the company. But now it's your admin assistants that are the same ones that are, you know, planning, doing, taking care of travel. You know, they have a lot on their plate, but they can do it, you know. And so they may be putting on the convention for 300 guests here in Atlanta, and, you know, they can make it happen because they're great at what they do, and they may have done it last year, things like that. So, but what we're providing them is, they, like, for instance, they'll go ahead and say, call the Cobb Gallery and say, hey, we're having 300 guests come in. We definitely need a registration area. We need breakout rooms for 12 sessions, and it's going to be, and then we need breakfast, lunch, and a cocktail hour provided. So the convention center will go ahead and take care of all of the structure. They'll go ahead and provide you with the food and everything like that, but they're not going to be the ones that are, you know, putting together those information packets, taking care of, you know, those 300 name tags, working a registration booth, doing your question and answer. A lot of times it's that person that's planned the event, right? So what we've been doing is we've been working alongside these professionals and saying, go ahead and build a part of your budget in, so that we can go ahead and take care of execution, so that you don't have to be doing the running around, and you can kind of just be a part of the event. So that's the new direction that we're going now, is kind of focused on making sure that these convention and workshop attendants are being provided for our clients.
Excellent. I love that. I love that. So again, guys, this is Kashima Peters with The Social Hostess, and just shifting the dynamics. So as you can see, you know, the vision for what the company was designed to do in the beginning didn't change. It's just a matter of the client services and also the service delivery as well as the business model has
right.
basically evolved. I like to say it's more mm-hmm. evolved, not changed, but it's evolved.
Yeah.
So that's really phenomenal. So if you had the opportunity, or let me say when, because I know that you'll be doing this very soon in the future, but when you have the opportunity to stand before, whether it be a room full of other hospitality experts or leaders, or a room full of entrepreneurs, like business owners, what's some golden nuggets or wisdom that you can share with them? What would you say? Like, what would you share with them coming from your heart? Like, here's what I can tell you, the do's, the don'ts, the have-nots, what would you share with them?
I think a lot of times, well, I'll say most of my clients are type A personalities, and
okay.
because we want everything, because they want everything to go right, they do really well in business, right? But you cannot
right.
be the person that's planning this event and be the
mm-hmm.
person that's doing the running around. I think what I try to tell my clients is that you need to step back and realize that you'd be more beneficial mingling with the guests. And making sure that they can come back next year, mingling with the guests, making sure that they're picking up that book that you want to that you're selling or gonna apply for the next workshop that you're in,
right.
and actually
mm-hmm.
being involved with that, and just leave the dirty work, you know,
right.
the tedious work to
right.
to someone who may specialize in that area.
Right.
And just to remember
culture.
That you need to be there to enjoy your event, be there to be a part of it, because it's going to go by so fast. And the last thing we want is to look back and say, where did the time go? So
exactly.
I
missed this. So did I capture that moment?
Mm-hmm.
And did I really
right.
get, so from that perspective, if you stand before them, you say, listen, I know your guys are going to be, either if you're an author, you're going to have book signings and you're going to be having
exactly.
talks and workshops. So you need someone that can manage that piece because you can't do it all. If you're
mm-hmm.
hosting anything else, you need the extra help and things like that. And you need that professional touch. So that's awesome. So being able to tell them, here's what you need. So for if from business to business or from entrepreneur to entrepreneur, someone says, Kashima, how do you do it? Like, how did you muster up enough courage and gusto to say, I'm going to walk away from my full-time, comfortable job, and I'm going to do what I really want to do. Like, what would you say versus that? Says, Kashima, how did you do it? How did you get there?
Well, you know, they say, I think I heard someone say, take a leap of faith. Just leave your job. It's
right.
like, you can't just do that. You know, what did they say?
I don't know what you're
like,
talking
guys,
about.
Right. Guys had to show them how to fish, you know, how to
right.
fish first, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to have your
exactly.
plan together. You have to have your money together. Trust me, you know, your accountant, your business coach, your attorney, those things aren't free.
Right.
You know what I'm
right.
saying? So you have to make
mm-hmm.
sure that even, I mean, and I think that's the reason why a lot of these entrepreneurs are staying up late and everything, because guess what? You still have to do some side hustle. You have to do a job on the side. I mean, I
right.
didn't leave my job right away. I had to make
right.
sure that I had enough saved up, you know, six
right.
months to go ahead and take care of that. I had to make sure that I had contracts lined up. A monthly contract lined up. So I said, well, at least I know that this can take care of my base.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you have to have a plan. You can't just
exactly.
and I know that there are people who get lost in the plans. You know what I'm saying? That
yeah.
they're planning and planning for years and years and years.
Right.
I mean, but you have to have a real plan and real date set. You know, by this time, I need to have done X, Y, and Z, and I need to have this amount
mm-hmm.
saved. By this time, I have to have,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then decide to go out. And then you have, and every year, you have to sit down, and that's the reason why we've had to add, you know, the corporate piece to our business. Sit down and look at your numbers. Sit down and figure out, like, your seasons and everything, and, you know, what's working, what's not working. Is it right for me to still be doing this business? And
exactly.
That's another hard piece, too, is, you know, after 2-3 years, you got to look at your sales patterns. Is this making sense or not? Because
mm-hmm.
every year
mm-hmm.
you can't just you can file that you lost every year for your business. Eventually,
true.
Trust me, they don't get their money back. So I think that's a...
You're right. They want
true.
Their money back.
Yeah, sure. You can't file a loss every year. And I mean, it's for you, too. It takes one of those things. I have a girlfriend that she has to, you know, take a look at her numbers, and everybody knew her as, you know, this certain person within this industry, and she had her own business, but her numbers weren't looking right. You know? And so she was just like, hey, I got to close my business. Nobody could understand it. But guess what? The numbers lie. Sometimes you got to make a hard decision on whether you need to close your doors because you have a family that you need to feed and all this stuff, and your bills are not getting paid. You filed a loss for 3-4 years in a row. You got to figure something out. Either I need to take a new direction. Something I'm doing is not right. Or I need to close up and figure something else out. And that's a hard decision, too, because the last thing that you want to do is tell those people who thought you were going to fail that you did fail.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So,
exactly. You're right. It is hard. But, you know, when we look at that, you have been a great example of what it looks like and feels like to go through the journey and to come out at top. And if anyone ever says it was easy, you can honestly tell them, no, that was a lie from the pits of damn hell.
It's the most emotional thing. I'm telling you, like,
it
I
is.
Remember the first 2 years of me really being business, not like fun and games before I got, like, you know, my insurance and all, you know, before I had bills under social hosts to pay. I was an emotional wreck. Like, I was on the verge of tears, like, all of the time. Like, all of the time. Like, anything that you'd say, social host, oh, my God, no! And then, guess what? You got to turn around and smile right in those people's face and just ask for more business. Go and keep going. I mean, but it's an emotional ride, I'll tell you that.
It is an emotional ride. You're absolutely right. It's not easy, but, you know, I always say it's not easy, but it is doable. You know, it really is. It's not easy, but it is doable. Victory is yours, and I'm so excited that in 2015, the Social Hostess is still around. It's thriving and it's growing.
I expect
for 20 more years or even a lifetime that the Social Hostess will continue to be around, that you're leaving a legacy for your children, your children's children, for the industry, you know, leaving a staple and a footprint for the industry itself. So you have really made it. Guys, this is Ms. Kashima Peter, CEO and founder of The Social Hostess. You can log on to mysocialhostess.com, find more information about them, patron their services. You will not regret it. You'll be highly pleased. And also find them on Facebook at The Social Hostess. Kashima, it has been a pleasure having you on Coaching for Success. I thank you so much, and I look forward to celebrating more victories with you.
Thank you, too, Natasha. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. All right, guys, that is Kashima Peters with The Social Hostess. Make sure you log on to learn more about what she is doing and what her company is doing. She does have a phenomenal team, a dedicated team, a bunch of experts. So whenever you're having any form of event, private or business or corporate, please reach out to The Social Hostess. Log on to mysocialhostess.com. That is mysocialhostess.com. And you can also find them on Facebook. All right, well, it's your chief visionary reminding you to be productive, be progressive, and without any hesitation, be 100% successful.
Are you interested in bringing more awareness to your business or event? Well, 106liveradio.com is just what you need. We are very serious about the way we conduct our business and would like to help you. We also provide more than just a radio service. To get more information on how we can help, simply send us your email at contactus@106liveradio.com or call 404-910-4589. Our enthusiastic staff will be more than happy to assist in taking your business to the next level. 106liveradio.com, your Caribbean and American radio station.
Now you've been coached for success. Your chief visionary, Natasha Davis, wants you to be productive, be progressive, and be successful. Tune in next time for another edition of Coaching for Success. What's your question?